It's the Advertising Week Social Club. I am back in New York. It's Doug Zanger. And now, please introduce yourself.
My name is Dotan Negrin.
Now, I was coming out of Heartland Brewery, getting ready to go to Republic. I'm here at Union Square, and I hear this piano, and I see this piano. Now, tell us what you're doing, because this is tell us what you're doing, because this is fascinating.
So I've been, on April 4th, I left New York with my piano and my dog in a box truck, loaded with some supplies and some gear, and I set out to see America, to travel across America, to go to different cities and bring my piano onto the streets of these cities to play for the wonderful people walking by.
So now the thing to recognize here, though, is this is not like a keyboard that you pack up. I mean, I played keyboards in a rock band. It was terrible. Hair band, 80s band. But this is an actual upright piano. This is like a full-on upright piano. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So getting this thing around, not a problem?
Now it's not a problem. I've developed so many strategies, and I've done it so long that I've really picked up all the correct ways to do it. And it's not too difficult. I have a box truck,
right.
And so what I do now is I live in Long Island, and I drive into the city, pay for parking, bring out the piano, and I play it for people. And this is just awesome. Like, I love just messing with people and like talking to them. Like, hey, talking to people.
So what are some other places that you've been so far?
I started in New York. I went south to Georgia, west to L.A., north to Seattle, east to Montana, south through Utah to Colorado, back north through the Midwest to Chicago, and then back home.
Okay.
All in 5 months.
Nice. Well, you missed my hometown, Portland, Oregon.
No, I went there.
Oh, you went to Portland?
Yeah, okay. I hit many, many different cities, 38 cities in total.
Oh, my gosh.
But I went to Georgia, and then, you know, I can go on forever with the list of
cities. As long as you made it to Portland, that's all that matters.
Definitely. Portland, Oregon was really cool. New Orleans is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Cruz. What else? Boulder.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado is definitely one of my favorites. Madison. Athens, Georgia. Those are some of my favorite towns, college towns.
Okay.
What are some of the weirder requests you've gotten for songs?
You know what? It's funny because people have this really like closed-minded image of the piano. They see the piano and like, oh, play the Piano Man, Billy Joel. Or it's either Piano Man or Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Right.
And those are the
Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, everyone requests that or. The Entertainer, but out west people call it The Sting because it's from it's in the movie The Sting. Play The Sting. I'm like, what the hell is The Sting?
Right.
Oh, you're talking about The Entertainer? I'm like, like some guy earlier said, I was like, oh, play The Sting, play The Sting.
What's been a request that's totally stumped you?
Like one person was like, can you play some Rachmaninoff Humoresque? And I'm like,
I can't, I
need a little bit of practice.
That's when you say, how about Piano Man?
What about Piano Man?
what surprised you on this like whole journey? What surprised you most?
What surprised me most? What surprised me most was so many people, before I left, so many people told me to be careful of like, oh, be careful in this city. There's dangerous parts here, and don't go there. And I never once felt in danger. I never felt like scared. I slept a lot of times in my truck. I set it up with carpeting and all that. And I was originally scared of like what to expect. And and then I went on the trip, and I realized how beautiful and how amazing so many people in America are. It's not what we see on TV. I've learned that like the TV kind of can you know put images in people's minds that aren't really true sometimes, and I really got to see what America is truly like and what the people are really really like in America, which is I think a very valuable experience because I got to see it firsthand rather than you know a little box on TV
right.
Secondhand information,
right?
Something that all of us should take an opportunity to learn, by the way. Not that that's a political statement by any stretch. Now, how do people get to know you? Tell us where you are on social, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. Tell us where they can find you.
Yeah, I'm on. I have a a blog, pianoacrossamerica.com. And, of course, I have a Twitter, pianoacrossusa, because it's too many letters.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Piano Across America. You just type that into the search. And, yeah, that's how I keep in contact with a lot of the people that I meet. That's how I meet musicians, and you know, people follow me. They come out and they play with me. Actually, on Sunday, I brought out two pianos, and had a friend join me and do like two pianos, dueling pianos.
Nice.
And then we actually got kicked out by the security guards because some people had a permit here and they were complaining.
Right.
So we took the two pianos to Meatpacking District and had a blast.
Good.
Brought them out to the cobblestone street and we just played and people crowded. And
I love it. I love it.
Two pianos. It was incredible.
Well, when's the next trip?
The next trip. So my cousin recently just told me today that he's going to be going to Mardi Gras in New Orleans in February.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to go down for Mardi Gras because I was there this year for Jazz Fest.
Right.
And that was incredible. Just people everywhere. I was playing in the middle of a street, like in the middle of this, an actual street where cars pass through and right in the middle. And people were coming by and I was meeting musicians and getting a lot of experience that I haven't had. Like I play with flute players, bassists, banjos, saxophone players, all in New Orleans.
Love it.
And I think I might go on another trip in February or March.
Good. All right. Well, we will keep track of you. And as always, we encourage people to follow their bliss. Couldn't have it any other way than following our friend here. Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success. Everybody, please, seriously, you're going to see his Twitter handle on the title of this. So please follow him. And thanks for joining us. Serendipity, baby.
Cool. Thank you.
Serendipity.